For nearly a decade, a Washington man has been making his way through British Columbia's court system, trying to reinstate his indigenous rights north of the border. The Canadian government officially declared his tribe extinct more than 60 years ago. Correspondent Emily Schwing was in Vancouver this month for a hearing in a Canadian appellate court.
This is a case about tribal sovereignty, recognition, and reconciliation in Canada. In the eyes of the Canadian government and on paper, the Sinex tribe has been extinct in Canada since 1956. That's when the last surviving member of the tribe there passed away.
I was hunting last week.
Rick Desitel is clearly alive and very much a member of the Sinex tribe.
The day before we came here, he was up there hunting.
So is his wife, Linda, who sometimes hunts with him. The Desitels live on the reservation of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville in Washington State. They were in Vancouver for the hearing of a second appeal in Rick Desitel's long-running illegal hunting case.
We are still here!
Around 40 Sinex descendants drove over 300 miles from the Colville Reservation to Vancouver to support the Desitels. In 2010, Rick was charged with hunting without a permit and as a non-resident in Canada. Despite an acquittal and an overturned appeal, the provincial government in British Columbia is still pursuing charges, now in a higher venue similar to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I wasn't allowed to record inside the courtroom during a hearing on this appeal, but here's what Glenn Thompson, British Columbia's prosecuting attorney, told three appeal court justices. Thompson says Rick Desitel simply doesn't have a right to hunt in Canada because he's not Canadian. Thompson doesn't disagree that Desitel is a descendant of Canada's Sinext tribe, but he told the justices that the provincial government believes Sinext, who now live in Washington, are members of a successor tribe. They're American, and so they can't freely hunt on their traditional homeland in Canada. Thompson ran out of time before he could finish his arguments, and Appeal Court Justice Daphne Smith chided him. "There are critical issues here, and we're just flying through them," Smith said from the bench. "This is a really important case," she told Thompson.
That just says to me, it's like, you just don't have all your balls in the court, mister.
Linda Desitel has been part of her husband's fight for tribal recognition in Canada for decades. She says Justice Smith's comments to the prosecution stood out.
How she kept saying, this is a very serious situation. This is not just, oh, you know, a couple Indians come up here hunting. This is serious. This is huge.
Then it was defense attorney Mark Underhill's turn to present his arguments. To be Sinext, said Underhill, they need to be able to carry out their culture in the place they're from. His point was that regardless of where the international border lies, in order to be Sinext, they have to be able to hunt elk within their traditional territory in both the U.S. and Canada. The practice is inherent to their culture, and the Sinext are indigenous to the region. In a very real way, Mr. Desitel is more Canadian than all of us put together, Underhill said. He cited historic records that show the Sinext have traditionally lived and hunted elk in southern British Columbia for millennia. Then he laughed. My mother is from Wales, he said. And that may sound theatrical, but Mr. Desitel's family has been here for thousands and thousands of years, he told justices. Underhill declined to comment on the hearing, but afterwards he joked with client Rick Desitel about next seeing him in Ottawa.
That's right, yeah. Get that ID up to date.
Because that's where many people believe this case could go, all the way to Canada's Supreme Court, to ultimately decide whether the Sinext exist in Canada and if they have rights there. A decision from British Columbia's Court of Appeal is expected in 6 months. In Vancouver, I'm Emily Schwing reporting.